The following Shear has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today, we'll begin a new perek. We will begin the perek of Mebehema. Now, let me give a little bit of background on what the perek is about, and also talk about some relevant halachas that are negated nowadays. First of all, this perek revolves around the concept that not only do we know a person has to rest on Shabbos himself, but his animals have to rest as well. As we all know, it says, Laman yenuach shorcho v'chamorcho. Also, your animals have to rest. So any malacha I cannot do, so too my animal cannot do. We know a person cannot carry on Shabbos in a place where there is no Eruv. So too an animal cannot carry on a place where there is no Eruv. What is defined as carrying? We shall see in our perek as we move along. There are many items that are on the animal for decorative purposes and not for the benefit of the animal. And there are some things that are just burdens. Don't have to really be there, that are on the animal. These things that are on the animal, that are burdens, they are also for the animal to walk out on Shabbos. Because after all, just like I can't carry something on Shabbos, my animal cannot carry something on Shabbos. And that's basically the juxt of this perek. Now, what's interesting is, nowadays there is a big question that is asked to many Moir Hira, and I would like to discuss it at length. The question is the following. Many people nowadays own dogs, they own animals. Now, walking on Shabbos, there's two questions. Number one, can I walk my animal with a leash on Shabbos? Is that considered carrying? Number two, the question arises, if I let my dog go out by itself on Shabbos, is that permitted as well? You may ask, what is the problem? After all, a dog's allowed to run around outside. But since we see in our perek that an animal cannot carry on Shabbos, it may in fact be that an animal cannot walk outside if it has a leash around its neck. A leash around its neck that has a tag on it, which describes the animal's recent vaccinations and the home address of the homeowner. Is an animal allowed to walk around with that on Shabbos? Is that considered a burden, an extra thing he's carrying? Like I'm carrying something. If I'm carrying an identifying driver's license on Shabbos, my driver's license is clearly also for me to carry on Shabbos. So too, maybe a dog on Shabbos cannot walk around with its tags, even though it's attached to its neck on a leash. That is the question we will delve into. And this question involves looking in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Hei Sif Aleph. If we look in Shin Hei Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes that any decorative item that is on an animal should not be worn by an animal when its owner takes it into a non-enclosed area that does not have an Eruv. Since animals do not benefit from such items. Anything that's decorative on an animal, the animal does not benefit from it. It is considered a burden, and therefore a person cannot let his animal walk around with decorative item on the animal. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch writes over there, same simon, Shinhei, Sif Yud Zayin, that an item which animal wears for the purpose of identification are not considered beneficial to the animal. They are worn solely for the convenience and the benefit of the owner. Mufurish Shulchan Aruch over there. Look, it's beautiful to look inside and Simon and Sif Yud Zayin. That anything is for the benefit of the owner is considered a burden in regard to the animal. Therefore, the animal is considered carrying in a place where there's no Eruv. And therefore, it is also for the owner to let the animal walk around. Therefore, it should be, on a simple understanding, that an owner cannot let his dog walk outside if the owner has a leash with a tag identifying its address on the animal. However, that's clear if it just has an address. Now, it could be nowadays things are a little different. Because if we look in the Aruch HaShulchan over there, and again, Simen Shin Hei, and the Aruch HaShulchan Simen Sif Hei, he says that maybe there may be a reason to matir nowadays for an animal to walk around with a identifying tag. Why? Because this shows that the animal has an owner. This is saying to everyone that I have an owner, and I am a tame animal. I am an innocent animal. I should be returned home. I am not a wild, crazy, homeless animal, but I have a place to live. And therefore, actually, an address on a tag is, in essence, benefiting the animal because it is facilitating the return of the animal to its home. However, after much consideration, the Oruch HaShulchan says stringently that that should not be considered a benefit to the animal. He actually believes that the halacha considers all identification markers to be in the category of an item which a Jew may not permit for his pet to wear in Shabbos. So he's extremely machmir. And that is interesting. The rule usually is the Oruch HaShulchan is the makel. Over here, when it comes to animals outside, he is the machmir. Don't let your animal walk around with an identifying tag. And so you who like to you out there who like to rely on the Oruch HaShulchan many times will be surprised that over here when it comes to your pet, your dog, you should be machmir, not let him walk outside. However, if we look in Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Simon Chof Zayim, footnote Lamed Gimel, he over there vehemently disagrees with this Oruch HaShulchan. And he says a beautiful logic. He says, since these tags are worn for the benefit of the dog, because it will return it home, then surely it is not considered usur according to Shulchan Aruch. And he says that since a person who is bitten by this dog usually inquires if the dog had its recent rabies, so it could be not only is this tag going to facilitate the return of the dog home to its owner, but this tag may save the life of the dog. Because usually a dog that doesn't have a leash, doesn't have a home, doesn't have an address, and it bites someone, will be put to sleep. If it has an identifying marker, it will not be put to sleep. So he's extremely makel. Again, look over there in Shlomo Shas Kilchasa that you could let your dog walk out with a tag. However, Shlomo Zalman cautions over there strongly that if the tags are worn by the animal merely to verify that its owner has paid all the required taxes and fees associated with owning the animal, then the animal may not wear them since they serve no needs of the owner. Meaning, sometimes you have on a leash of a dog two tags. One tag saying the home address, and some tag saying that all the necessary taxes have been paid. Now, these are the taxes that have been paid, which is in European countries, worn on the animal. That has no benefit to the animal at all. So then he just cautions on that. But basically, he's matter. Shlomo Zalman also says, not only tags that prevent the animal's death, but it could be basically any tag which allow the animal to be returned to its owner. So that's basically Shlomo Zalman, and he's extremely makel. So again, we have two opinions. Oruch HaShulchan does not allow an animal to go out with a leash, identification tag, and Shlomo Zalman is makel. Now, what's with a leash? A leash is a little bit more complicated, because a leash not only involves what the animal has on it, but also it involves you holding on to the leash. Now, it's clear that a leash is beneficial to the animal. Because after all, if there's no leash, the animal may run across the street and get hit by a car. So in terms of the animal carrying, it is not considered a carrying. However, the question is in Flatbush, to walk your dog on Shabbos, are you carrying holding a leash? Seemingly, you might think you are carrying it. However, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Hei, Sif Katan, in Sif, Tes Zion, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is allowed to hold a leash, but there's two conditions. Condition number one is that the handle of the leash should not protrude more than a tefach from under the hand of the individual walking the animal. Why is that? Meaning, when you hold on to the leash, you got to hold tight on Shabbos. Because if it's protruding a tefach, so it would appear as if the individual walking the animal is carrying a leash instead of merely holding on to it. Because you can't carry a leash, you can hold on to a leash. Meaning, you're holding the leash that the animal doesn't run away, but you're not carrying it. The animal's really carrying it, you're just holding on to it. So in order to define yourself as merely holding on to it and not carrying, that distinction is a small distinction if there is a tefach protruding or not. So first of all, be wary, there is no tefach protruding. Number two, if we look over there in the Shulchan Aruch says that one must be sure that the leash is reasonably tight. It has to be a tightness, but if it is dragging on the floor, and it's in 3 inches of the ground, it's dragging on the floor, even 3 tefachim of the ground, then it would appear as if the article in which the animal wears is unnecessary, it looks like a burden, and therefore it cannot be dragging. Not because you're carrying something that's dragging, but it could be also the dog is carrying something that's dragging. So for you and the dog's purpose, make sure it doesn't drag. Even if you have a non-Jew walk a dog on Shabbos, it would come out logically that you cannot let your non-Jew walk the dog if the if the leash is dragging, because that would appear that the dog is carrying, and therefore that would be a problem of your animal shorcha. And that is basically what's relevant to this parent we have in mind. We see all these things that a behemoth is carrying. Please have in the back of your mind the analogous situation to the common household pet, the dog. There's one thing I'd just like to conclude that people are a little bit lackadaisical upon when it comes to owning pets on Shabbos. That is the halacha of trapping. We know that trapping on Shabbos, which is clearly illustrated in the Mishnah on Shabbos and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, that if someone's home is opened and his door is open and the animal could actually run out, by closing the door, he is trapping. Now, that would lead us to believe that if you have a bird in your house, and by leaving the door open, the bird will run out, and by you closing the door, you're keeping the bird in your house, that's also to close the door. So if you have a bird in a cage in your house, which is trapped, and it gets out of the cage, and in the house it's flying around like wild, and if you open the door of the house, it'll leave. You cannot open the door of the house on Shabbos. Because if you let it out, you could open the door, but you can't close it after you're open. So if you open the door on Shabbos, you better leave it open, even if it's cold outside. By closing the door, the bird may run away. But what's with a dog? A dog may be a little bit different. Because we know many dogs will run out of the house, but it's common that dogs not only leave the house and run out of the house, but they also may come back. Dogs that are trained and homegrown dogs that know the owner's house and recognize the owner's house and it will come back, is that considered trapping? Because trapping means an animal that will be on the loose, that will get away from you. You can't constrain it. But if the animal is not being constrained by you, it itself recognizes your house and naturally return to the house, then that may not be a question of tzeda at all. That is a big dispute in the Gemara and the Halachas regarding an animal that leaves a place but will generally hang around. Is that called trapping such an animal? For example, a house cat, closing the door on a house cat that will leave but will come back. So the Bir Halacha, it's good to look in there, Shin and Simon, Shin Tezayin, Sifkot and Yud Beis, he says that even though there's a big dispute about an animal that will hang around your house, he says that Yiras Shamayim will do his best to follow the stringent opinion and even not trap such animals. However, Mikra Dedina, it seems to be mutter. So therefore, if you have a dog that will surely run away and never see it again, you cannot close the door if the door is open. However, if it's a dog that will hang around the house, a Yiras Shamayim should not close the door. Rather, a Yiras Shamayim should not close the door. To avoid such scenarios, I suggest that a person lock the dog in a smaller room in the house when opening the main door in the house. And I hope everyone there enjoys the perek as we look in the back of our minds, the common household pet, a dog, as a prime example what would be with these halachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.